All right, we get a few minutes with St. Louis shortstop Paul DeJong. Another big night for you. 2-for-5, couple of doubles, 3 RBIs. This team's on a roll, 7 straight wins. Let's start with a winning streak. What's different now than a week ago when you were in Cincinnati? You lost on a Friday night. You weren't hitting. The team wasn't hitting. What's different now?
I think really the turning point was when we left Milwaukee. We had a team dinner and we got some stuff out on the table and said, you know, we got to start playing for each other and playing as a unit. And, you know, we lost that first game in Cincinnati, but, you know, we didn't get discouraged. And lately it's just been pass the baton, guys getting big hits, putting up big numbers offensively, giving our pitchers confidence to make pitches and us make plays in the field, and really just been playing good baseball.
When you talk about having that meeting and, hey, let's play as a team, let's play for each other, was that something that maybe you saw as a team wasn't happening as much as it should have early?
Yeah, maybe it was just kind of neglected a little bit. I mean, we got some guys in this clubhouse that are perennial, playoff players, and guys that have won World Series and gone through the ropes to win this whole thing. And they kind of said, you know, we need to change the attitude. We need to, you know, step it up a little bit and play like the organization, demands of us, and that we demand of ourselves, really.
Well, 63 games is what you played this year. You came up late May, I think the 28th was the date.
Yep.
You're hitting above 280. You're hitting for power, 60 home runs. Now you have 40 RBIs. Has any of this surprised you at all? Did you know this is what you could do if you got a chance?
I know this is what I can do, and I'm still trying to, you know, get on base more. I think I can walk more, but really it's just about managing the strike zone every day and approaching at-bats with a relaxed approach, knowing that, you know, my abilities will take me as far as I need to go and I don't have to force anything. And lately what you see now is me being more relaxed because everyone else is getting on base. Everyone else is more relaxed, and it's really just compounding into, you know, 7-game win streak, and we're not looking back.
Strikeout numbers are up a bit. Does that concern you, or is that part of who you may be? Some guys will strike out. They'll still have success. Is that something that you look at, or is that not much of a concern to you at this point?
I think it's more of a result that necessarily gets, you look at the result of a strikeout, but you really, I look at it as, how did I get there? What happened in the previous pitches? You know, so really it's a process for me, and it's about controlling the strike zone early in the count and not chasing. And, you know, the strikeout's going to happen, but, you know, I got to keep hitting and keep managing the zone and getting better at it. And, you know, really it's one of those things that I'm able to flush because it's obviously kept happening, and you know, I keep getting hits, but I still think I can do better.
We'll wrap it up with this. You guys find yourself right back now in this division race, no question about it. How exciting is baseball when you are playing for something?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've really gotten a taste of playing this high-level baseball with when it's down to the nitty-gritty, and really just winning with this team every day. There's a good energy in the clubhouse and on the field, and really we're confident as a group, and we're playing together as a team, and we know we can make a run.
I appreciate everything. Continued success to you.
Thank you.